morals will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
There's... You just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat. Yes, and welcome to another fun festive episode of Tinfoil Hat. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's the feedback on the last episode's been great already. Thank you. A lot of amazing things going on with the show. My special, Zero Fucks. Click it up. Zero Fucks is available on Vimeo. The feedback has been great. It's selling. People like it. You can either rent it for $1.99 or buy it for $2.99. That's cheap. That is some straight. Here, drag down just a little bit so they can see. No, up. Go up. Just so they can see the. Just so they can see the video. Bam, look at me. Look how good looking that guy is. Look at that power lesbian right there. You can get that power lesbian special by just $1.99, like a grown-ass man, dude. Go get that. And then I already got the artwork. I'll show you a little bit of it. I got the artwork for the second part of the special that is dropping on December 14th-ish. It's called Armageddon, and I'm super excited for you guys to see that as well. So that will come out. So get the part one, then get part two, and it will be great. Please go to the new website, tinfoilhatpodcast.com. And nice. tinfoilhatpodcast.com. It has all the episodes. The merch will be up this week. You can get tickets to our upcoming shows, and our upcoming show starring the guest here today, myself, Eddie Bravo, will be live at Zany's December 15th, the 11 p.m. show. We have our good friend Reed Becker there, and then a local celebrity from Chicago, Trevor Kevlaw, will be there with us, joining us. So it will be a night of conspiracies and greatness. And joining us, back by popular demand, returning champion, everybody's favorite, Edgy Bravo. Eddie Bravo, how are you, buddy?
I'm good,
man. I'm glad you're here, dude.
Hey, thank you for having me. What was the date on our Chicago show?
December 15th.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, dude. I'm super excited. It's going to be great. And that's a good time slot. Chicago's a weird town because it's a late night town. Bars stay open till 4 in the morning. So they have a different kind of time. So,
really?
Yeah,
dude. I didn't know that.
It's a late night town.
Nice.
So it's going to be
perfect.
So we're going to go out. It's probably going to be freezing as fuck. But we're going to have a good... Actually, when you go into cold areas, you want to you want it to be winter when you're playing there because people are indoors. Like if we were going to Chicago during the summer, it's hard to get people in to see you because they're always hibernating during the winter. They want to go out during the summer. So yeah. This is a good time to be there.
Yeah.
And it's late night. How do you guys know? You guys know each other through George?
No, last time.
Well, were on it last time he was here?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Man, boom, small town. So what's new, dude?
same old, you know, just...
Trying to drop that watching, direct energy weapons on Rogan and them.
Just watching YouTube videos. You know me.
I love it, dude.
If it ain't on YouTube, it ain't real.
Yeah. And I'm loving these videos, dude. What I find amazing is how you could show people a video of the direct energy weapon stuff, and they'll shoot it down as Photoshop and all that stuff. But with the caravan, everything's 100% what they're saying. I mean, you're talking about people who have enough money. I mean, UNICEF just came out that they're buying all these people water. They spent almost $1 million on water, all this crazy-ass shit. Mexico, going to XG, and it's... XG, do you watch the caravan kind of like how, like, Armenians watch like movie credits to see if there's any Armenians in there? Do you watch to see if any of your family members are in the caravan?
There's no family members. We're just from Mexico. But like what I was telling him, I think Trump paid for this. He's trying to scare Americans so the wall goes up.
I mean, it's definitely
he paid for it because Mexico just let him in like it was nothing. Yeah. They didn't fight back.
But why would Mexico?
Mexico lets anybody in.
Yeah.
Like you want to go to Mexico? from here, you just drive right the fuck
you
in.
Do. But from El Salvador?
Well, there is a wall there.
Yeah, they don't want people from El Salvador.
It's hard to get in. They got to sneak into Mexico.
Yeah.
They don't just walk right in?
No, there's a wall. That's the funniest thing.
That's crazy. Too. That's what we're saying, that everyone's racist.
How did 7,000 people get through?
It's all paid for, dude.
Isn't it 2,000 miles? Who can fucking walk from here to New York? Can you walk? I mean, what kind of shoes are they wearing? And the babies? There's something wrong. There's something wrong there. 2,000 miles?
Have you seen it the whole time? Or do you get clips of it? And then they throw them on a train, move them
up. There's just so much weird shit going on. I don't know. It could be one of two things. It could be like a left-funded thing to make Trump look bad. And it's backfiring, kind of, because, you know, he's going to be able to build the wall because now it's a national security issue. Or, like you said, it could be a Republican thing that they're blaming the left for funding it. But really, the Republicans are funding it so that they can get the wall built. Because it doesn't look like the wall is going to get through the House. But they could build the wall if it's a national security issue. So maybe they're doing it that way. But if they are, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with building a border. That's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Can you imagine 7,000 Americans caravanning, trying to get through Canada? They don't even allow you. You're banned from Canada if you have a
DUI.
You are
almost allowed in.
DUI. No, and they hadn't closed the border since 9/11. They finally closed it down like the past couple of days because they were trying to stop it.
Oh, we're on Mexico's side or on Canada?
On Mexico's side.
Oh, really? Yeah, there's just giant. You see the fucking barbed wire fence is knocked down.
The
there's
gas.
Giant holes.
And then that meme of that one lady with her two kids. It's just like those freeway signs, those caution signs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they set it up exactly like that. What are the odds that it's exactly the same as that freeway
sign? Can you go to the Tinfoil Hat Instagram and look on that picture? Because this is something we're going to ask Aaron at the end, because I know he's not going to agree with us on this at all. But, I mean, you look at that thing. I've been to two porno shoots in my life, straight-up porn shoots. And the first one I ever went to, because our friend Scott Ross used to be a porn critic, and he had access to all that stuff. So I went to a porn shoot, and they were shooting multiple scenes all over this area. It wasn't just one porno scene being shot at a time. That's so funny. I've met all the guys I went to see porn. They had some kind of connection to jujitsu, right?
Yeah.
It's so interesting. But so the first one I go to, they shot porn all over the place, right? Which looks like what this is. There's like three or four different scenes going on that are just like putting on like these scripted scenes for these camera guys.
Yeah.
You know, and they're running in eight different directions. They're like, nobody's running all this way because something bad's happening there. Some people are running that way. Some people are running this way. Some people are running this way. It's just like eight different ways to go. Now there's some people like, oh, this is real. I don't know, man. It doesn't make any sense. They script everything. Everything's scripted. We always see it happen.
Yeah. It's like a Washington, D.C. and all the stuff that's going on right now. There's so much. It's really like a murder mystery. It's like, why are... Like, what is the purpose of the whole caravan thing? What is it to distract us from other shit going on? I mean, and what is it?
Think about this, Eddie. If you want to sneak into the country, why would you come in a giant caravan? Why would you let cameras tell everybody you're coming? If your goal is to sneak into the country, to live in the United States, why would there be news coverage of it?
You're right. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
No.
It makes no sense. Why would you do it? We go back to the Kavanaugh thing. And these are events that I think both sides somewhat are into. You know, I mean, the Kavanaugh hearing. Okay, can you get this on screen? I know it's going to upset you, Aaron, but can you get it on screen? Here is the shot that somebody sent me on Twitter, and I forget who it was. Here is, the famous picture. Look back here. This kid is acting like he's fleeing, running towards another cameraman. running towards another cameraman. Here is a camera guy shooting a scene right here with another group. Look at this. Camera guy up here. Here. What is this? Where are they going? What is going on? There's like a camera. It's like a, there's people just standing there.
She's barefoot and she just walked 2,000 miles, this little girl. Come on, let me see their feet. What do their feet look like after 2,000 miles? I don't think you could even walk to Denver. Yeah. You know what I mean?
In bare
could you
feet?
Walk how long?
You know who could do that? How drunk long? Chicks. Drunk chicks are the only ones who could walk barefoot anywhere.
Are you good with math?
Barely, but yeah, how it's better than my grammar.
How fast do people walk? What is that? 2 miles an hour?
We'll go 2 miles an
hour. Or what is it? Like, what's the average?
What is it? I think it's got, let's say 2 miles an hour. If you're running, it's 4 miles. Four. You remember nobody could break the 4 minute mile? That's how slow people used to be.
Okay, so there's no way you could walk at four miles per hour, right? It's got to be two.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 miles per hour. How long would it take to walk 2,000 miles?
How far is Denver from the from LA?
No. LA to New York is 2,000 miles.
Okay.
Right? So how long would it take?
So it's like 3 miles per hour.
3 miles per hour?
Yeah, 3.1 miles per hour is the average. Would like the average someone would walk.
Okay, so how long would it take to walk 2,000 miles?
Let's see. Right here, I think it's tell you. 912 hours, it says, it would take to walk.
912 hours? How many days is that?
Oh, my God.
Divided by 24. What is that?
That's got to be a couple
no
days.
No way.
Right?
I swear to God.
What?
2,000 divided by 3?
2,000 divided by 3.
No, hold on, dude. I don't know what are you talking about. What's that math, dude?
Yeah, it's satanic math.
That's satanic.
You got 666.
912. Hold on. 912 divided by 24. 38 days.
And that's if you walk straight, though.
Yeah.
38 days.
Yeah, that's a straight walk. 38 days.
Damn, they didn't walk no goddamn 2,000 miles. No fucking way. Who could walk from here to New York with kids? And there's a bunch of fat
barefoot.
People. Yeah, and they go, come on.
How are they fat when they're walking?
And how are they like eating? You know, I mean, what?
Ultimately, it doesn't make any sense. I'm sad for different reasons that these people have to take this money to be involved with this. You know, because the area that they're coming from, wherever that is. Is just devastated by our shitty drug laws. We don't allow other countries to legalize drugs because we love drug cartels because we supply them with drugs and we supply them with arms and money to just destabilize the whole area, which is a big part of like this influx of cheap labor that they want in the United States. Have everybody leave, come up here, be here legally, and fucking not get paid like a couple dollars an hour to fucking do work out here. You know, it's all part of a fucking grand plan, dude. And like, dude, you're walking, you wouldn't be fat if you walked fucking 38 days straight.
So it you'd figure you'd have to chop that by a third, right? Because you got to sleep.
Yeah. You'd have to add that.
Oh, you add that. Add a third. So it'd be like 50 days.
Yeah.
50 days.
50 days of walking, dude.
That's way, to me, I think it would take like 6 months, dude, to walk to New York. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Who could even walk like to Vegas? Can you imagine walking to Vegas? How long would that take, you know? Shit.
That would. And then you'd have to time it. She can't walk there during the day in the heat.
Yeah.
I drove with my friend Mark Hatchell one day. He didn't have air conditioning. I literally thought we were going to die.
Yeah, that's a big distraction. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. And there's like a, you see the video footage, it's like just a whole shitload of them all walking together, like marching, all like, come on, man, this is staged. It's staged as fuck.
Dude, of course it's staged. When everybody's there covering it at once, question everything about it.
Yeah.
The Kavanaugh hearing, dude. When they framed it about his sex instead of what that guy really represents, which is warrantless wiretaps, spying on your computer, fucking militarized police, The Patriot Act. He wrote the Patriot Act. He was one of the guys who helped write the Patriot Act, which is sweeping, taking away your privacy. That was never discussed, ever. It was all about his sexual background. That's how they frame it. And then they get the people out in Hollywood with the blue checks by their names to fucking freak out. And, oh, I believe all women, you know? And then they go to this lady. It's almost like when you say, if you want to sneak in the country, why are you letting everybody know you're coming? If you want this guy to feel the fucking ramifications of his actions, why didn't you go to the cops? At any point, even after this trial, if it's such a big deal to you, why didn't you go to the cops?
Yeah, I think it should be an equal level crime to lie about shit like that. You know what I mean?
Dude,
ruins lives.
That's what I was telling you.
If you're going to come out and bullshit and try to ruin someone's life, you should, and it's proven that you're lying, you should go to jail.
And it happens. Women want to act like it doesn't happen. It does happen. That's a big problem with feminism. Their inability to admit that people are crazy. Is there one other group in the world that won't admit that they got crazy people in their groups? I'm Armenian. Imagine saying there's no crazy Armenians. Imagine saying that. Or there's no crazy Italians, the other half of me. You say there's crazy Mexicans all the time. I mean, like, dude, but feminists will never say that chicks are crazy.
That's true.
And it's just like, dude, you lose a ton of credibility if you won't admit. When you had that one woman who's on like some kind of useless, it's amazing to me how people could have a political website and have like a half a billion followers on Twitter. Like people that have as many followers as you do, Bert Kreischer, like you've never heard their website. Somehow they have a half a million followers on Twitter, which is all astroturfing, dude. It's all astroturfing. It's not real shit. They're just meant to give it. So when they co-sign on the bullshit that's going down, like, you know, this Kogi guy or whatever his name is, the dude who they killed, you know, some people don't even think that really even happened. You know, and everyone's, oh, I'm so upset about this, and just to make Trump look bad. Well, you know, it's like Obama did all the same exact thing.
Dude, the left is looking so goddamn bad. Not only is there a movement, the hashtag walk away movement, but Brian Callen on Fight Companion was saying some anti-left shit. Can you believe that?
I love Brian.
Yeah, that's like, oh my God. After the show, I gave him a big hug, told him I loved him. I'm like, dude, you're fucking seeing the light. You know, I mean,
Shaw believes in the, was talking about JFK. That's just the beginning. Tip your toes,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Shaw's opening up. Trust me. There's a lot behind the scenes that you don't know about Shaw. He is starting to realize.
Eddie, we are more right than we are wrong. If not, always right. Occasionally, there'll be some crazy shit.
Hey, we just don't trust criminals. That's it. You know, you want to ridicule us? Shit. You know, we just don't have any trust for corrupt individuals. That's
we
all.
Keep score. Yeah, we keep score. Yeah, yeah. Like, we know that this Russian shit that they're doing still, that's kind of slowly fading away because there's nothing there. And am I saying that Trump hasn't worked with oligarchies before or Trump didn't get financially in trouble, something like that? I'm not saying that. The Russians did not hack the election. They did not steal the election. We told you that before because it started out that they hacked the emails. That's where it started. And then the goalpost kept moving, moving, and moving. And then it became, they sold the election for Trump. And that's not even fucking close. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's corruption lost her that fucking... People just...
Yeah. Like, all the shit that's going down right fucking now.
Let's talk about something.
All that shit. Well, like, you think, like people are still saying that Q is a LARP or you know, it's fake. But you got to remember, who are the people that are saying this? You know, like whatever, if CNN is saying that climate change is real, what do you think? All right. If they're saying the Q is fake, it's a conspiracy theory, what do you think? There's no way you're going to get the truth from CNBC or CNN. So it's a great way to not waste a lot of time and get to the truth without fucking spinning your wheels. Look at what they're saying. And the truth is the opposite.
Yeah.
It's really simple. You know, because right now, man, you wake up, you take your shit, you turn on your iPhone and the news they hit you with, I post that shit. I screenshot that and I post that shit. I'm like, look at that. You want to know the truth? It's right there in front of your face. The truth is right there in front of your face.
It looks like they're not even hiding it now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like
they don't go fuck.
Yeah, and they're in the middle of all that political bullshit that they're trying to push. They always sneak in fucking the Mars shit. Have you seen the Mars stuff that's going on?
Yeah, talk about that.
Oh my God, people just want to believe that shit. Oh, the space fanboys, they love that Mars shit. They spend billions of dollars, supposedly, sending some orbiter, some rover to Mars that's going to test for earthquakes, and they can't get us any real video footage. It's all CGI. And all the fanboys, they just say, well, what? They're not worried about getting video footage for you idiots, all right? They're on a mission. They're on a mission to find life on Mars, okay? They're not worried about... Why would they care about video cameras and videotaping for you idiots? Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean,
you can't videotape this shit? You got to show us cartoons?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And people eat it up. They just eat it right up. Gobble, 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 gobble. All the lies about space. They just take that shit. They love it. Oh, they love it. They love it. They believe there's a Tesla on a 1 billion year orbit going around the sun. They believe that shit. That's what's scary. Smart people believing that shit. You know, get dudes with degrees and scientists, they believe in that shit. They believe that they launched a fucking Tesla into space.
This is a quote from a former CIA director. His name's William Casey, and he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false."
They just ignore that. That's the head of the CIA.
Yeah.
That's the head of the CIA. We'll say that, and they'll read that, and they're just hypnotized.
This is all they show. The landing, they just they a bunch of people, a bunch of people just celebrating,
clapping. Yeah, it's all fake. Oh,
look at that shit! Look, they're just celebrate.
Woo, yeah, that is there. So
that's
fake.
It. You don't see nothing.
They do it all the time.
That's it.
Yeah, you don't see shit. Look at that fake clapping. Jesus Christ!
People Everyone's like, why would they just go along with it? Because if they don't, first of all, they don't get in that room unless they've shown an ability to play ball. And two, if you don't play ball, you're either fired or killed. It's just the truth, man.
Or they don't even know. That they're just like, you know, guess what? It landed. Everyone make some noise. It landed. And they're like, yeah, if it did, fuck yeah. Keep going, yes. They don't even have to tell them the truth. They probably believe it too. You know? And they put on CNBC, a fucking total animation of this shit. Not anything real. Nothing. No, it's supposed to be an animation. It's supposed to be. Jeez, people are fucking hypnotized.
Like, it's so interesting, too, when they have this outside shot of it. Like, where's that camera coming from?
Well, that was part of the moon landing. It's like, who the fuck, who landed first to put the camera down? Yeah. It's the same
who
shit.
Who shoots that?
Yeah, yeah. People eat it up. They're hypnotized. It's strong.
It's a giant money grab. Like now when you hear that that scientists are believing that to curb global warming, they want to dim the sun. Have you heard that? The atmosphere?
Well, they're already doing it. You see, today, they completely covered the skies with fake clouds, completely.
I saw that you...
It's completely. Every cloud in the sky is man-made. It's completely fake. Like, why are they doing that? Who fucking knows why, but it probably has something to do with the 5G that's going on. It has something to do with communication, has something. They're putting metallic particles in the sky for some reason. You know, they're not doing it for a goof. They're not bored. It's not that they're bored. Oh, you live by an airport. Man, you're hypnotized. Hypnotized. Smart people are in a trance.
Dude, more and more people that do not smoke cigarettes are dying from lung cancer. There's more than ever before that have never smoked cigarettes getting lung cancer.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I believe it. I don't need no fucking proof. That just sounds about right. You know what I mean? You don't have to give me proof of the criminal activities that are going on in our government or most governments. I don't need any proof. It just has to sound right. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't need any fucking proof.
Well, because the YouTube video, it's 100%.
Yeah.
Right?
No. If there's a YouTube video on a conspiracy theory, doesn't mean it's true. It means that there's potential that it's true. But if there's no YouTube link for this conspiracy theory that you talk about, then no way it's true. There's not even a fucking YouTube video about it. No way. Every real conspiracy theory has YouTube videos, but not every conspiracy theory is real. Not on on YouTube. Does that make sense?
No, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to have a YouTube link. Otherwise, it ain't real.
And now that I figured out how to get YouTube on my TV, that's all I've been watching.
Oh, hell yeah. I watch. Dude, I fucking love YouTube.
Yeah.
But you know what the crazy thing about YouTube is? Fuck, they're getting gangster, dude. They're getting really, really gangster. Anytime you post a conspiracy theory video,
they put a
debunker video link right under it, like usually from Wikipedia.
Yeah,
man, Wikipedia is scary.
Yeah,
scary. Yeah. Like Joe Rogan has this video. You could go on YouTube and it's like Joe Rogan on the Seth Rich murder, right? And Joe Rogan believes that there was a conspiracy to kill him. Joe Rogan believes that he was murdered and had something to do with Julian Assange.
So Joe Rogan believes in the facts. That's what he believes in.
Yes. But can you pull up the YouTube video and just put Joe Rogan Seth Rich murder and then look at the link that's right under the video, click it, and then read the propaganda. It's fucking insane. And they cite their sources as, you know, it was already proven debunked by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by all the propaganda news outlets.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Does it come up when you put Joe Rogan, Seth Rich murder?
It's unbelievable to me, dude. The murder that was a robbery where nothing was robbed.
Yeah.
Nothing was stolen. His watch, his wallet, his phone.
Can we see it on the screen?
No, he could see it. He could play it over there.
But if he just, can we get it?
Can you go down. It's usually right.
Not the Jimmy Dore one. Not that one.
No, no, no.
Not that one. Because that isn't really specific. It's not that one.
I'll look it up right now.
It's just Joe Rogan, Seth Rich.
He's learning that computer. He's learning.
It's a short video, under 5 minutes.
I mean, dude. And then it's like they believe it's two MS-13 guys, right?
Yeah.
And those two dudes are dead. Those two dudes are dead. Everybody involved with it, except for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is dead. And it's just like, it's unbelievable.
See, this is it right here. Look, Joe Rogan on Seth Rich. Watch, look what happens when I press it. Watch. Boom. And then look what comes up.
Oh my God.
Look at that. And then when you click that, look.
Click it. I love it, dude. I love it.
Look. God damn it. Open
this.
Here it is.
He found it. Hold on.
You found it?
Here, click onto that.
This one, right?
Click onto that.
It says it's not this one.
Not the Jimmy Dore one. It just says Joe Rogan, right? Seth Rich.
Don't actually click on it because then they'll fucking demonetize this thing. But yeah, it's there. This is real shit. Yeah, dude. It's real
this
shit.
This one, look.
Joe I've been Rogan saying that since Seth the beginning.
Rich. Joe Rogan.
All right? Since the beginning, I've been saying that this was shady. I mean, this is all coming out now. Heads are gonna roll, dude. I really do believe
it. You got to read the link that it sends.
We'll read
you
it.
To. You got
to give it to me. I'll read
yeah,
it.
Read the whole thing.
Okay, let me just look it up. But I mean, like, I knew it was going down.
Just
then.
Punch in Joe Rogan on Seth Rich, and then look.
No, that's not it, dude.
No, that's it.
Is it? But no, it doesn't have the thing behind it. Look how many views that thing has.
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, I'll find it. God damn it.
Where's my goddamn phone?
I threw it out. You know, so it is what it is, dude. No, not the Jimmy Dore one.
Just Joe Rogan on Seth Rich. Do you see that?
Yeah. What is that sound? Can you hear that?
Yeah, they're about to take us off the air, dude.
What is that? Oh, is it that? Yeah, should
we? I don't hear anything either.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy Dore, no. Oh, here we go. Is that it? Hold on. Hold on now.
Is this one?
Oh, here it is. I found it. I found it. Let me go into it.
Okay, now click on it.
Okay. So you go to Joe Rogan on Seth Rich. Just Murder of Seth Rich, Joe Rogan. It's Joe Rogan on Seth Rich. Just put that in. You go to Wikipedia. It says Murder of Seth Rich. Here we go. Hi, reader. Nope, that's not it. The murder of Seth Rich occurred on July 10th, 2016 at 4:20 a.m. 4:20. The numbers are important. Bloomingburg neighborhood, Washington, D.C. Rich died from two shots to the back. 27-year-old Rich, and it basically breaks down that...
Just read the whole thing. Read the whole thing. Look at you tell me if it sounds like propaganda.
Okay, 27-year-old Rich was an employee of the DNC committee, and his murder spawned several right-wing conspiracies, including a false claim that Rich had been involved in the leak to the DNC emails in 2016, contradicted by law enforcement branches that investigate the murder. It was also contradicted by the July 2018 indictment of 12 military intelligence agents for hacking email. Dude, that is straight propaganda.
Yeah, for sure.
Hacking emails and networks of the DNC party officials and by U.S. Intelligence Committee conclusions, that the leaked DNC emails were part of a Russian interference in the 2016 United States election.
Now read this. Fact-checking websites like PolitiFact.com, Snopes.com, and FactCheck.org stated that these theories were false and unfounded. The New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post wrote that the promotion of these conspiracy theories was an example of fake news. Come on.
Dude,
come
that on. That is come propaganda. On.
That's Wikipedia.
Unbelievable that flies.
So that's what, and then you punch in moon hoax landing, right? And then they're going to send you to a Wikipedia on the official story about the moon landings. So there, YouTube, the whole point of this is YouTube is automatically linking up or putting debunker videos on conspiracy theory videos. That's gangster.
That is, dude.
That's gangster, dude.
That is, and people read this. Snopes? You think Snopes is fact-checking? Go back during the 2016 election and look at all the fact-checking that Snopes did during that election, and you'll find it was all wrong. Not one thing right. They lied about every single thing that they said was facts. And there is no fucking Snopes investigation team. It is him. And listen, dude, everyone's giving him shit because he married this escort. I don't care. Escorts need love too, okay? I don't give a shit. Marry a hooker if you want to. I don't care. Why rent when you can buy the own, okay? But the point is, it's just like, so him, his escort girlfriend, and their 30 cats do all the fact-checking on this fucking thing. It's not an elite investigation unit. It's nothing. It's them just... Dude, the guy was in financial problems, getting sued, all this crazy divorce he went through. He needed cash. They sent him cash to control the thing. Now everybody's so fucking lazy, Snope it, and they just fucking, look what Snope says. Dude, I tell you, man, surest way to get blocked in my social media is put a link to Snopes. Put a link to Snopes. I forewarn people, Snope links get you blocked. It's a fucking... That is fake news. The fact that this said it's fake news, that's fake news. This whole paragraph is 100% fake news.
Yeah. They're saying that the Seth Rich conspiracy theory, it has been proven to be a conspiracy, just a false conspiracy theory by the Washington Post, LA Times, New York Times, all those fake fact-checking websites. And people are in a trance and eat it all up, man. They eat it all up.
And dude, I mean, like, it's just un-fucking believable to me. And then the parents of Seth Rich, you know who their lawyer is? Was a DNC lawyer. The DNC sent them a lawyer to fucking handle all the press, which basically they were putting out things that they're mad. They're mad at people using their sons. Like this whole notion, and you hear people say it all the time. Oh, you're being disrespectful. You're being disrespectful to the dead by saying this. Why? If somebody died that you cared about, wouldn't you want to know who really did it? And not just lip service?
It's too soon, man.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You have no respect.
So it's just these people going nuts, and it's just like, show respect to the parents. The parents probably know who want to know who really killed them. And it's probably fucking Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Have you seen all the shit that comes out of Broward County?
That's a crazy county. Jesus Christ.
Dude, the 19 hijackers, where were they when they were fucking chilling? Minnesota and Broward County.
I didn't know that.
That rapper dying.
Makes sense.
The rappers dying. Parkland shooting.
What rappers that died?
Extension?
That extension.
He died in Broward County?
Yeah.
I mean, what cities are in Broward County? Is it Miami?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Hold on. Look that up. Like Broward County. What cities are? It's all Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
West Palm Beach.
Yep. It's just more and more shit. Here it is. It's Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida. Plantation. That's where Brett Ernst is from.
It's right next
Coconut
to Miami.
Coconut Creek.
Boda Rota, whatever that place. You've heard of that one?
Fort Lauderdale, North Lauderdale. Holy shit, dude. There's a lot of counties in here. Sunshine.
That red square is Broward County?
Yeah.
That red square?
Yeah.
All that right there.
It's basically just that it's a Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, man. Dude. Remember that guy got on a plane from...
Is it West Palm Beach too?
I haven't seen West Palm Beach in here. But basically, that was the county where the guy got on a plane from Alaska. They let him on the plane with a gun. He got on the plane with a gun, flew to Fort Lauderdale, got off, walked around, just started shooting people at the Fort Lauderdale airport. And he said he heard voices. And that's what every one of these shooters says, that they hear voices. Parkland School, Broward County. All this election fraud, Broward County.
You know they have the technology. Have you guys talked about this? To put voices in your head?
Yeah.
They have the technology.
It's called Voice of God.
Yeah, yeah. And they've used it, right?
They've used it in the Middle East. So that they would put like, hey, I'm Allah, go kill everybody, blah, 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 to these terrorists or make them think crazy shit.
The great news is that it's out. That's out. And the great news is that you know that, I know that. And you know that. So if you hear any voices in your head, you know you're not crazy.
Right.
You know that there's someone doing this shit. When if you didn't know that was possible, you'd be freaking the fuck out. So tell everybody you know. You know, do we have any links to... I've seen videos of it, like, you know, on Instagram, little short clips on the conspiracy Instagram pages. But so I know it's real. They talk about it like it's not even hidden, you know? It's good news, though. Now we know that they can't do that to
either
us.
Either way, you're still going to sound crazy to someone who doesn't have a thing in their head. If I come up to him like...
Well, yeah. I mean, people don't want to believe that that these military people would use stuff so to attack their own country, you know?
But at least you know you're not crazy. That's the most important.
No, yeah, you yeah. You're like... Hey,
you know what? If you had voices, if they were doing that and they had voices in your head, dude, you'd make your own goddamn documentary. You'd take all the... information you could find, make a documentary to show it to all your friends and family. Like, they're doing this to me. They're targeting me.
What type of voice would you want? Talk to you.
That'd be funny. You could pick like your GPS. You could pick what voice you
want. I'd want Renato Laranja in my voice in my head. go to kill him.
You went on the Fight Companion that was somewhat near the fires. You threw out the idea of maybe direct energy weapons. There was a big pushback, I would say.
The fires are crazy fishy.
They're crazy fishy.
If you don't think the fires going on in California are crazy fishy, you are hypnotized.
Okay, so let's just... the best you can hope for with these fires is that PG&E, their meters just explode. That's the best. And that they knew something might happen and did nothing. That's the best you can hope for.
Yeah.
What the worst you can hope for? Direct energy weapons with PG&E meters exploding, working together. So let's not even talk about the fires themselves. Let's just talk about the circumstances around the fires, and then we'll get into it, okay? PG&E gets Governor Brown to sign a bill that basically shields them from responsibilities for these fires, meaning that people cannot sue this energy company for causing these fires. Who is a majority owner in PG&E?
Who?
The Rothschilds.
Your favorite.
The Rothschilds.
I love the Rothschilds.
Right?
I love them. Yeah. Dude, who's more gangster than them?
Dude. Black nobility, dude. Come on. That's the
man,
only...
if you found out today someone
the
said
Jesuits,
that you
bro.
Are a bastard child, the Rothschilds, wouldn't you be like, fuck yeah, where's my trillion?
You know who was a bastard child of the Rothschild? Oles Hitler.
Who?
Hitler. Oles. Hitler's dad.
You know what? I heard that that's not true.
It is.
Yeah, I heard. But how do we know? Hitler's a hard one to figure out, right?
Well, the only
Hitler's
reason I do one. Is because there's this guy, James Corbett. Have you ever watched any of his
yeah,
videos?
Yeah, yeah, James Corbett. He was on it.
He was
yeah,
just
he's
on.
Awesome.
He does a whole thing about how they're related.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like, okay. Dude, there's very okay. few people I will okay. take at fucking wait, whatever
wait,
they
wait.
Say.
James Corbett, the Corbett Report.
Yeah.
He said basically that Hitler
yeah.
is a, ba-
is a bastard grandchild of...
The Rothschild.
Yeah, of Boris... Rothschild.
And he just did a World War One conspiracy theory for like 30, 40 minutes of
you know what? I watched
fucking,
a little bit of yeah. that. It just got, they need one. They need, he needed, I don't know. I got lost, but I love James Corbett.
Oh, he's
it's
the
how,
best.
How big oil conquered the world. I watched that like 10 times. That's amazing. A lot of Rockefeller information.
He's just some Canadian Japan dude just yeah. started making videos yeah. and everyone just, whew, and there's very few people. Well, I'll take it. I go, if this guy's saying it, I'm going to assume it's true. I'll still question it. I mean, yeah, you got to question yeah, everything. Yeah. But he's as close I'll get to. Yeah, whatever he says is yeah. what
except,
I agree with.
Except WikiLeaks.
Why?
You got to trust him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. WikiLeaks
yeah,
is 100%.
Saying, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, what they release, for sure, dude. I mean, there's two things in life that are 100%. Death and WikiLeaks. That's it.
But isn't there something about WikiLeaks now that even, I don't know if it was Q or Trump posted, it's regarding WikiLeaks. He said, one of them said, you may have the website, but we have the source. Like, you may have taken over the website, hijacked it, but we got Julian. So I don't know. I don't really know.
We'll get into that. I want to get into that, but I want to finish this thing about the fires, then we'll talk about that. So you got the Rothschilds, you got Jerry Brown signing this bill, okay? Now you have this high-speed rail. And everybody's like, no, that's not blah, 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 blah. It's not real. It's not what it is. That's last year fires. And then comes out that Dianne Feinstein's husband just signed a giant deal to be part of the people whose job it is to build that high-speed rail. And it's supposedly not even just going to be a high-speed rail through California to Vegas. Word is that it's possibly going to be one of those transatlantic trans or trans-Pacific or whatever it is, rails that go all the way up California through Canada, Alaska, Russia, and China. Like one of those New World Order connecting fucking ones. That is a lot of money. And if you don't think they care, you think they won't do this because there's movie producers? Because movie producers own movies there and they're rich and they won't fuck with them? Dude, they're rich. Rothschilds are wealth beyond wealth. So they don't give a fuck. I mean, dude, they slam planes into a fucking two buildings with some of the greatest like financial minds of that generation. They didn't give a fuck about them. Dude, what, 600 people missing? 60 dead? Rothschild, that's nothing. They were behind World War II. How many Jews died in the fucking in the Holocaust? Whatever that number is, they didn't give a fuck. They don't care about that. They don't care about these fucking houses and these rich people. And the only reason I bring it up because there's such a pushback from this town. But I'm like, look how close they got to your houses.
Yeah, man. And there's so much footage. It's endless of houses being video footage. News footage. They're like standing in front of three houses that are burned to the ground and all the trees around them are fine. all the trees are fine all around them. And they're putting this shit on TV. They're putting it on T fucking V.
You think it just goes passing right by their head and they're
I think,
don't give a fuck?
I don't know. Who knows? It's a murder
who
mystery.
Who the reporters?
But it could
be. You think it just,
it could
they
be,
don't...
They, it could be that they want it to be obvious that there was some, you know, shady shit going on. So it gets you to talk about that. Meanwhile, they got some other shit that they don't want you to talk about. You know what I mean? Like, if you got something in your closet you don't want to be brought up, and you guys start fighting, I don't care what you guys are fighting about. It doesn't matter as long as you guys are fighting. It doesn't matter. So these are like the caravan is so obvious. The fire is fucking obvious that those aren't normal fires. You know what I mean? The Parkland shooting, that was fucking obvious. On ABC, one of the teachers said, "Yeah, I saw the shooter. He's right in front of me.
Cop.
He was all
it was a cop.
He was a cop
in armor, and then another girl.
How did ABC put that on? It seems like they cause an event, and they want it to be obvious that there's fishy shit, so the people start fighting about it. If it wasn't obvious and it looks legit, nobody would be fighting about it." They need people fighting about it. We're talking about it now, wasting time. Meanwhile, they're like listening to us talk about this. Meanwhile, they're going, they're not talking about this other shit. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what?
And I think the other shit, to me, I think that they're hiding what we're on. That's what it is. It's the craziest shit. Flat Earth, all that shit. That's what they're hiding. That's space, all that shit. Because in all those fake ass headlines, they always got some space shit in there. That's why I post. They got some space shit. It's part of it. They are hiding where we're from, so it doesn't matter what we're fighting about. They create these false flags that are obviously false flags, and they want people fighting about it. They know there's going to be people awake that, you know, you can't slide that by them, and they're going to be arguing about it. They're going to be voicing their opinion, and they know that the other half are fully hypnotized, indoctrinated to trust the state, and no matter what kind of evidence you show them to the contrary, they're going to defend criminals to their dying day. And occasionally, a couple people wake up and they go to the other side. But nobody goes from being awake to back asleep. Nobody does that. They pretend.
I think some people would love to.
Are you kidding? You know, are you
not
kidding?
Me, dude.
I would like to take
the freest I've ever been.
I would like to. I wish there was some kind of pill, some kind of real blue pill that you could fucking take.
You would
on
go
the weekends.
Back.
Just on the weekends. Just on the weekends, dude. Watch some football. Can you imagine?
Watch some
just,
America's Got Talent.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm on Joe Rogan's podcast trying not to be. You know, Brendan kept pulling that shit out of me. But I was biting my tongue. When they started the first 10 minutes, you know, going off on how amazing Elon Musk is, I was just biting my goddamn tongue. I'm like, that guy used all of our money because all that SpaceX shit is government subsidy money.
Yeah.
And that comes from us. So we're paying for that fake shit that they launched in space, that fake shit. Those rockets that they go up and then they land
space
in
space is a money grab, dog.
Hell
it's a straight up black ops
and,
money grab.
And it promotes the idea of space and everything that goes along with it. The Big Bang, dinosaurs, evolution, everything anti-God, everything. There's something. That's why a lot of people that are balls deep in the truth who most of them, you know, had a period in their life where they were atheists, including myself, atheist, agnostic, for most of my life, you know. You know, the more you find out and the deeper you go down and you go, you know what? They're doing everything they can to hide who made us and to hide what we're on. All this political shit going on, they don't give a fuck if Trump wins or Hillary wins. The most important thing is that we don't know what we're on and what this shit is. Why the fuck else would they fake the moon missions? Why the fuck else would Wernher von Braun, a Nazi, hang out with Walt Disney and concoct this whole space thing? They promote space like a motherfucker.
L. Ron Hubbard, don't forget about him. Him and Jack Parsons were a big part of it.
Yeah, Jack Parsons. They let L. Ron Hubbard flourish. They should have put an end to that a long time ago. They let him flourish. You know, so they're promoting space. They want the opposite of what's really going on. We're in some special place that someone created this shit. I'm not religious. You know, I'm not Catholic. I don't go to church. I don't read the Bible or anything. But all I know in my heart is we're in something. We're on something that was created by some kind of intelligent being. That's what I'm coming to. And a lot of people deep, deep, deep in the rabbit hole. Not just 9/11 deep, not just Q deep. I'm talking deep, like fucking space. Like, what are they telling us about space? Why are they faking everything from space? Why do they have all these Instagram, they have supposedly that Tom DeLonge thing. They said, Tom DeLonge said, yeah, they needed me to promote, because they don't have the means.
John Podesta, yeah, right? The emails. I'll make you huge.
No, but Tom DeLonge said they chose him because he has an internet presence and an online presence and a social media presence that they don't have. Like, dude, NASA has like 35 million followers. All that shit, JPL, all that shit, European Space Agency, all the space agencies have gazillions of followers. And every day they post, they're posting CGI.
Did you say he's a high-level Freemason?
Who?
Tom DeLonge?
Yeah. He puts Freemason shit all over his guitar. You know what I mean? Every astronaut was a Freemason. Every set of astronauts on those six missions that were all during Richard Nixon's administration, they use a new set every mission, a new set. Isn't it supposed to be fucking hard to go to the moon? Wouldn't you use the same dudes that made it the first time? You know what I mean? What, did they get on coke and get all cocky and want fucking $2 million for the next fucking landing? And they said, fuck you. You know what I mean? What happened there? Why are they using, isn't it hard? And nobody died? They all made it?
You know, come on. DeLonge,
so you look at all that, all the CGI. When you go to any of those Instagram pages with any space agency, all of them, all their shit is CGI. The only thing that isn't CGI is like maybe like shit that's inside a lab or something where they're like pretending that they're building some spaceship or like a rocket. Because they are launching rockets, but the rockets, if you pay attention, they go up and then they go down into the ocean. There's some footage on YouTube of a man filming, like he's on a commercial airplane as a rocket's being launched. And he's filming it. You can watch it on YouTube, and his son's with them, and they're watching it. And then the rocket starts going down, and the kid's like, Dad, why is the rocket going down? Isn't it going in space? And he's like, that's a good question, son. You can watch that shit. They all go down. You all seem to go up, and then they go down. Yeah.
Tom DeLonge has a UFO academy?
Yeah. I believe it.
Well, like, dude, you said, he's the one launching them halfway up.
Well, you know what, dude? Here's the thing. If that guy is connected, that's no different than Snapchat, which never had a fucking 1 minute of profitability, that it was all about facial recognition, getting your face in the system. So yeah. Now the CAA's got every stripper's fucking face in their fucking face catalog. You know, I mean, like, all these things are seed money from dark arts, dude. And they're not meant to make money. That's why they run forever. And they don't make money because they're fucking... They have a bigger purpose. Snapchat was all about facial recognition shit.
Wasn't it about jerking off?
No, I mean, no. I have jerked off to Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes when you're in a hotel, it's just rough times. Let's get into the WikiLeaks you were talking about. Your thoughts on going on with Julian Assange? I mean, you and my friend Amy Cheap, I'd love to have you guys on the show together. Maybe we'll do that soon. You and Amy Cheapo, you're both very, I think that you guys have a little more faith in Trump than I do, maybe. I don't know. I question them all the time. I root for Trump because he's our president. I want him to do well. I want him to follow on these expectations we have of, you know, going after the Clintons. I mean, dude, all he has to do is go after the Clintons and he'll get the entire
vote. That's what's going on right now. Because people, you know, there are people that are saying the Q was fake. It was a LARP. They even had on CNN and NBC, like, the guy who supposedly started the Q movement and it was a joke. Like, dude, that was 6 months ago. It's still going on stronger than ever, right? If Q was a joke and if this wasn't real, why are they, like, right now they're bringing back Comey and Loretta Lynch on that, the whole Clinton Foundation scandal, the bringing them all back, you know, they would just let that go if that wasn't real. Why aren't they letting that go? They're still on. Did you see the footage of Trump saying that they just reopened the investigation
Foundation? Yeah. Well, did
if
you
it wasn't
it,
true, they would just they should just let that shit fade away. That's old shit. Why are they bringing it back? Think about that. Why are they reopening the Clinton email investigation? They're going to bring Comey back next week and Loretta Lynch and have them testify or speak in front of Congress. That's some heavy ass shit right there.
If they fucking ask her, Trump had wanted to order the Justice Department to prosecute Comey and Clinton. That came out in the New York Times. That's a real ass headline. You know, I mean, like, the truth is the matter is, who are we talking about? Oh, we're James Corbett, and he was talking about how even if you got rid of these guys, they would have people waiting in the wings to fill
in.
Did
you ask him about Q?
James I didn't Corbett? Ask him about Q. I'm going to have him back. He said he'll come on in the new year to talk Hitler with me. I'm dying to talk the history of Hitler with that guy. And he was talking about how they'll just replace him. And I think what's happened with Trump is he brought in all these guys and they got him to get rid of them. And they, you know, it's like the problem I have with Q is that when he said trust Jeff Sessions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we find out about Sessions, dragging his feet on a lot of this shit. And now he's out, and Amy believes he's going to be one of the judges for the military tribunes, which I want it to be real. Want that. I'm hoping against hope, hoping for hope.
Remember, Q said disinformation is necessary because the enemies as well as friends are all watching and listening. So to get the plan through, you can't spill all the beans. You know, you can't let the plan be that obvious. Because then they'll have counters. So disinformation is necessary, and some people ask, you know, the Q got asked, did we really land on the moon? And Q said yes. So people go, look, Q says we really did land on the moon. I know famous people that spend their entire lives dedicated to proving a certain conspiracy theory. They think the world is flat, but they'll never admit it. Because it will discredit all their work, right?
I tell
you know
people
what I mean?
That all the
so,
time.
So if Q would have said, yeah we think, it just, that would discredit the Q movement. It's not necessary for what what Q and the plan is all about has nothing to do with the moon. So why even drag in the moon and flat earth and all that when it's not necessary? It's just going to fuck shit up. You know what I mean? So I get it. So when someone says, you know, don't bring up flat earth because, you know, that'll fuck up my shit. I'm like, okay, I won't. So I don't, you know, people don't want to, you know, I know several people balls deep in the conspiracy theory movement that believe the world is a plane, but they won't admit it, not on public, because they're afraid it's going to ruin their career.
It's the same thing with Trump. The people some people just, like you call them Trump, they're just in the closet.
Yeah, Trump supporters.
Yeah, there you go. You call them something like that. They won't admit it. Yeah.
That's the one thing. You know what? You know, Tito Ortiz.
Thing, yeah.
You know, the one thing about Tito Ortiz, you know, crazy fight that just happened, is he's out of the closet Trump supporter. He wears that red MAGA hat. Can you imagine someone trying to take that red hat off his head?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Happened.
It's like who's gonna flick that hat off his head? You know, so I like that about Tito. You know,
I also think a lot of that shit is just straight up psyop shit. Not that the people are, I mean, like, I've never seen anybody go after anybody with a fucking Make America Great Again. I think a lot of those these clips of white women calling 911 all the time on black people just barbecuing, and you're just like, I'm calling 911. I think it's all psyops, dude. I think it's all meant to make fucking people just fuck. Like, you remember when the black people kidnapped a Trump supporter in Chicago right after the election? Like, what happened with that? She got probation or some... did she go to jail? I don't fucking know. Does anyone ever follow these trials? What happened to the Muslim guys who were training school shooters in New Mexico? What happened to that? The judge dropped all the charges, dude.
Yesterday's news.
And they fucking... the FBI grabbed them. Have they been tried? Are they going to jail? Are they on trial right now? Where are these stories? I think shit gets fucking put out there to get people fried, or these guys who get caught never really go to trial. I just, like, where are these trials?
Good question.
I mean, like, dude, they dismissed two guys that they found a dead body on their fucking compound. It was the guy's kid. And you dismissed the charges? I mean, what the fuck are we talking about here, man? I mean, like, where is this? These kids go to jail. They shoot up these schools and go to jail. We never hear from them again? No interviews? Or how are they doing in jail? Are they in jail? Are they in jail?
Yeah.
Timothy McVeigh, you put him to death, did you? I don't know. Did you?
Yeah.
Dude, I wouldn't doubt it, man. Hey, you're just going to go. We're going to say you're in jail, blah, blah, blah. I've never heard anyone say how Timothy McVeigh was in jail. I've never heard anybody fucking.
You don't think any of them will come out in those one movies that say unsolved mysteries or the shooters are back or something like
nothing.
That on Netflix? You don't
nothing.
Think in the future they'll get a, hey, why'd you do it?
No. I mean, who? I mean, like who do you mean? The shooters?
Yeah, like the shooters. You know how they interview,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, why'd you do all, they interview
yeah,
the
they
killers?
Interview them. They interview the
they
killers.
Only
you
do
don't
that to they probably only do that to legit killers.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
someone who's not legit, they don't want them talking.
That's what I'm saying. You don't think it'll ever happen because they don't
if,
like.
If they're
saying.
Not legit, if it's not a legit killer. No. Like in some of these false flag shootings, like when they grab a patsy, they get some loudmouth crazy guy and they just keep him in their hip pocket when they need him. They get some professionals to blast some shit up, and then they throw the kid in there, and they go, that's the guy right there. They don't want anybody talking to that guy. They don't want anybody talking
who
to
played,
that guy.
Who played, what was that fuck? Who played the dude in that movie? What was that movie, The Dude?
Big Lebowski.
Who played the dude?
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges was in this movie where, like, he was a teacher at the school, and there was all these radicals around him, right? And
talking about Arlington Road.
Yes, Arlington Road. And you remember at the end?
It's a great movie.
Like he drives in, he opens up his trunk, and that's the bomb. The bomb goes off, and he gets blamed for it. And like people that you knew were double agents are getting interviewed by the fucking the media, and they're like, "Oh, I can't believe he did that." And it turns out she was one of them who's involved with it. That shit happens all the time. Like, how convenient is it? We have these shootings in schools, churches, where people care, right? Where you get emotional responses from people.
That's the main thing.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have these bombs going off, being sent out. None of them go off. We see two pictures from two different angles of the bombs. Only those two pictures of the bombs. There's no other pictures of the bombs. The bombs are everywhere. There's like 13 bombs, which has to do with 13 arrows of the fucking Eagle of Independence and shit. People broke that down. But it's like these bombs, none of them went off. None of these. The last time we saw a politician actually taken out in one of these things was Jim Jones, when they sent that one politician down there to investigate, and you could actually see the footage where the CIA guy sneaks off and then they come up and they shoot him. It's like crazy. We're gonna do one on Jim Jones and that whole fucking.
I'm not familiar with any of that.
The drink the Kool-Aid?
The comet, the cult?
Yeah.
I that's all I know about it. They drank Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and it's just like we're gonna do a whole story on that one, dude. It was crazy ass psyops and shit, dude.
Yeah.
And that they just didn't want anybody fucking. It's all some weird shit. But none of it makes any sense. And then you, listen, dude, and then there's patterns to this shit. Okay, so someone walks in, shoots up a synagogue. What do they say? People there survived the Holocaust. 2 weeks later, someone shoots up the borderline here. People survived the festival.
The Vegas shooting.
The Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
Like right after, boom, boom.
Yeah.
They just always do that, man. It's all patterns over and over again.
It's going to keep happening, too.
Until we give up our guns.
And in December, you know, especially with all the shit that's going down. Because they're talking, the main thing really is it's going to bring the house down is the release of the unredacted FISA documents. And the president already ordered the unredaction version, the unredacted version, but they're not releasing it yet. And Q's talking about, is it better to release it before or after they they sit down and talk to Comey and Loretta Lynch? Is it better before or after? If they wait till after, then they could really get him on some perjury. They could get him on iron. They could really fuck him up. Or if they release it before, then it will force them to tell the truth. So there's pros and cons to both, but that's really what it all comes down to.
They're not even talking about what's on that laptop. Like, that's a sure.
What laptop?
Which Anthony one? Wiener's? Where all, a lot of this shit's all about, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were all crying, saying that when they saw it, that it was like horrific shit that they were watching.
Yeah, it's fucking straight up kiddie porn. And like, dude, the FBI, WikiLeaks dropped a whole bunch of shit. One of them was an FBI memo, which states Anthony Weiner produced kiddie porn.
He actually produced it?
That's what it said. Produced it. It was on that fucking laptop. And then when NYPD was so like, fuck you, man, that's when they sent it all over the country. They sent it everywhere. So they couldn't just get one computer and be like, okay, we got it. Mm-hmm. They sent it everywhere. And they said they sent it to WikiLeaks. Here's the thing, dude. So then that's what the tarmac meeting's about. Is like Bill Clinton going, hey, dude, you got to snuff this shit out in New York. You snuff that out, we'll give you a Supreme Court seat.
Yeah, Loretta Lynch.
Right?
Yeah.
So she goes down there like, hey, you got to snuff this out. They're like, fuck you, dude. This shit's evil. She's like, snuff it out. That's when the Eric Garner thing happened. I can't breathe. They kill him. The cops restrain him, kill him. She makes it a big issue to pound on the fucking NYPD because they wouldn't play ball with this computer. And then that computer magically disappears. But it's been sent everywhere. Mm-hmm. They can't control it. It's blood in the fucking water.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that nobody's getting outraged by the fact that this fucking computer has some of the most disgusting shit in the world on it?
Well, I think, you know, if the fact that it's still alive, the release of the unredacted FISA, that's everything right there. And they're still talking to Comey and they're bringing back Loretta Lynch. That's fucking huge, man. That's so huge. It's still alive. That's where the hope lies for me right there is the unredacted FISA document and Comey and Loretta Lynch. And they're talking about bringing Rosenstein back, you know, and they want to talk to him because they didn't find out until after, they didn't find out that he was talking about putting a wire on himself and, you know, trying to entrap Trump. They didn't talk about that. They didn't find that out until after they had him in Congress, you know, after his hearings. So they want to bring him back. Jim Jordan said, I want to bring him back even more than Comey and Loretta Lynch. We got to bring Rosenstein back. You know, he was going to wiretap the president. He was talking about that.
This is bigger than Watergate.
That's massive. Oh, yeah.
This is bigger than Watergate. They wiretapped and spied on an elected official who was elected to president.
He was talking about it. Rod Rosenstein was talking about it. But even that.
No. They did. They fucking wiretapped his place. They wiretapped Trump's place after he won the election because Hillary had paid out, taken so much money for favors to everybody that when she didn't win, she's fucked, man.
Yeah.
She is fucked. That's why she's saying she might run again. She owes favors, dude.
And check this out really quick.
Check this out. And then we'll wrap it up with a little Aaron thought.
What do you think is going to happen to Julian Assad?
I don't, man. I don't.
Best case scenario.
I don't know what's really going on with Julian Assange. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, he has no contact with anybody, right? I mean, I just want to put this really quick. Oh, here we go. Check. Just listen to this shit.
Need to open with a very critical breaking news announcement.
Listen to the audience. This was just 2 days ago. This made me feel happy.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Come on, man. Listen to that audience. They're like, dude, you're not letting us down. Yeah. You're not letting her get away with this shit.
If he goes do that, he got dude, he's got my vote, dude. You go for it. I don't even vote.
He says CNN's fake news all the time. I'm with him.
Dude, I mean, if that's you're a you Democrat, you have to realize.
And they are reopening the case. I need to open.
Okay, so yeah, there we go. Too.
Come on.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, if you're a Democrat, I'm a registered Democrat. The people in charge of the DNC are fucking corporatists, sellouts. They don't represent our values. And my values are old school liberal values. Get weird. Be yourself. Whatever you want to do with consenting adults, do it. Party. Have a good time. Treat people well. Okay? And I have some libertarian views. Fucking own your guns. Don't tax me out my asshole, okay? I don't fucking want to spend $1 billion on the military. Those are things I believe in. If you fucking don't realize that Tom Perez, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the Clintons don't represent your values, you're fucking lost. Stop defending people that don't represent your values. Look at their voting. Look at how they've acted. Stop with the lip service. Okay, politicians are like dry guys trying to get down women's pants. They're going to say whatever they want to get, whatever you want to hear to get elected, they're going to tell you. But once they get elected, what do? They don't do any of it. Dude, what's her face? They want to lead the DNC. She's fucking voting down fucking healthcare. Go fuck yourself, ma'am. So it's time for everyone's favorite, least favorite moment. Are you guys ready? Here we go. This is going to be a good one. Backed by popular demand. Here we go. What the fuck?
He's waiting.
Okay, we'll do it again. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, fuck this, man. Fuck this shit.
Aaron.
Hold on. Let's
Aaron, Aaron.
Don't be an idiot.
Aaron. Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute. Aaron. You done messed up, Aaron.
You filthy animal.
Aaron, thoughts.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't know.
Perfect, Aaron. Aaron, any of it? Let's not go in any of it. How about the last rant about the Clintons? Would you agree that they are scumbags?
Sure.
Are you want investigation?
I want everyone to be investigated at this point.
Perfect.
Let's investigate my dog.
Okay. No, your dog's fine. Look how great your dog is. Your dog isn't leading a cabal by fucking Luciferian fucking pedophiles. Okay?
I don't know that. You can't prove that.
I can't prove that. Your dog hasn't diddled anybody since I've seen him.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you. That
himself tons while you guys are recording. He's diddling himself.
We are slowly chipping away at Aaron. We are getting, like, he's forced to listen, and we're getting in his skull. We're getting in his skull. No. And by the time this next year, you're going to be a full-blown fucking conspiracy.
I'm
going to
have long hair like Ryan.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to love it. Guys, December 15th, Eddie, myself, two of our friends, we're going to be at Zany's. Oh, man.
In Chicago.
The class acts have let the savages in, okay? And we're going to go balls deep. Pack that place. The more you come and support, the more shows we're going to do. The bigger shows we do, the bigger events, the more the word gets out. Support the community, dude. And please check out my special, man. Zero Fucks. Eddie saw it live. Everybody who's watching it.
It was amazing.
Says it's fucking top awesome. Shelf. $1.99. That's a fucking candy bar. $2.99 to own. Take me home. Go
Stop
check
being
it out.
Cheap.
Yeah. Ash, just go to Vimeo and put in fucking Zero Fucks and you'll find it. You guys are great. Eddie, it's
thank
always
you.
A pleasure. I love you with all my heart.
Love
dude.
You too, man.
You're one
thank
of the
you.
Best, dude. XG, thanks for coming
no, of course,
down,
of course, man.
Fighting that traffic. You guys are the best, and we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Let's take a picture in front of this.